What's up, guys? Today we're going to be talking about how you can blow up your AI company with short form content. And I'm going to be giving you guys three tips today in order to do this. So we've been talking to tons of AI companies. There are so many out there and many of them are cracking the code on TikTok, but there are still so many others that are struggling. So today I'm going to be giving you guys my top three tips from talking to the best AI companies out there who are absolutely crushing with short form content. So the first thing I want to mention is that AI can be hard to explain. And that's the biggest drawback for a lot of people is that they have such a great product, but they can't showcase to other people in a 1 minute video because they just are unable to explain it. Or maybe they do it in a way in which it's so confusing. So the first tip I have for you is try to figure out how can you simplify your product as much as possible. Now, I don't mean actually going out there and changing your app or your company. What I mean is simplifying the concept of what you're doing to which you can explain it to somebody on TikTok. And my exercise for you is think about how can you explain this company to a 10-year-old? And yes, I said 10-year-old. I know you're not targeting 10-year-olds, but if you can get to that level of simplicity, you are going to be able to crush on TikTok because people enjoy just such a native feel for the platform. So when you have a content piece that does really well, typically it's going to have this native feel of being very easy, being very simplistic, easy to understand, and so on and so forth. So figure out how can you make it as simple as possible. That's tip number one. Number two is use creators. A lot of times with AI companies, people just don't have trust in them. And the reason I say this is because there are so many companies out there using AI, and many of them are super, super cool. But there are also some that just feel like they are cool and they have no real product features that are actually useful, or they just spam post on TikTok with no creators involved. And if you want to stand apart from the crowd, you want to be able to create content that feels authentic. So first tip that I gave you guys is simplicity. The second tip here is authenticity. The way that you would feel authentic as a brand is by having a human element or human touch to your content. And the way you do that is, as I mentioned, bringing on a creator. If you can partner with UGC creators or influencers who can show off your content, people will just trust it so much more because the creator will actually be able to use your product. And for example, if they just don't like it or they just don't understand it, they're going to let you know. And then that's your cue to either make your product better or find a different creator or just come up with an easier way to show people what it is. So it's like you're kind of testing yourself as you're bringing on these creators. So tip number two is bring on a UGC creator or an influencer who can showcase your app or product in a way that people can understand and is authentic. Finally, number three is create educational mini series. When I say series, I've mentioned this before in many podcast episodes. You want to create content that seems like a series. And when I say series, again, this is coming back to organic content. Basically, when you're creating content, you want to figure out how can I create a repeatable format that just consistently works. And with AI, the coolest thing that you have on your side is education. You want to break down your AI concepts into small videos. So whatever feature that you guys have at your AI company, figure out how can you educate people about it, whether it's showcasing the feature, showcasing what it does, maybe educating them about the AI feature specifically, maybe educating them about AI specifically. Whatever that may be, you want to create a series and then each video can really just explain one thing. For example, one video could explain how your AI works in just 10 seconds. And then you have another video explaining what the AI actually does. You have another video maybe showcasing what AI is in general. So really coming up with an educational mini series is going to help a ton with figuring out what that content format is and then landing on it so that you can continuously replicate it. This will make it clean and effective. So to wrap things up, number one, keep it simple. Number two, keep it authentic. Number three, make sure that it is clean and effective. All right, guys, so that's it for this episode. Hopefully this was helpful. I wanted to bring this topic up because we have talked to so many AI companies and they are just struggling. They don't know what type of content to create, or they think that they shouldn't even create content. But one thing I can say is that with content, you definitely want to be creating it on TikTok and on other platforms as an AI company, because the biggest thing that you have in terms of leverage is that you are innovating in this field. And everyone who is using short form content is young. And that works so perfectly well with what you're looking for. And I wouldn't even give it a second thought. So try to think about your content strategy, use these principles, and hopefully it's helpful. I'll see you in the next episode.